Hello, and welcome to The Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick, and today we're playing Star Wars Red Blades. It's session 3 of Cestus Calling. We have players, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So let's introduce them. First of all, I have Loka.
I'm Loka Centaurus, and I will be playing 12th Brother, a Miraluka Inquisitor.
And then next is Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I am nominally playing the 19th brother, who is a Kamasi Force Rager and quite cross, usually. Rah. Rah.
And finally, we have Blooded.
Yep, we have Bloodied. Hello, I am Bloodied. Okay, I was repeating myself. I'm playing the 17th brother, who is a very, very tiny, very angry little Ewok.
Okay, and does anyone remember what we did last time? Or what you did last time?
We went into the station, because there was a station and people were probably nicking Bacta from it. We went into the station and went looking for the people, found the world's most arsey stormtroopers, who seem not to be afraid of the fact that three different Inquisitors have given them the look so far. But we also managed to secure some prisoners who are probably part of the smuggling gang. They were Weequays, I believe. Same as the dreadlocked chappies who were on Jabba the Hutt's sky barge right up until he got throttled to death by a half-naked Leia. Although, technically speaking, that hasn't happened yet, has it? Or maybe currently happening. I don't know. But either way, we've got two of them, I want to say, as prisoners. And I believe we were on our way back to our ship to do the whole interrogation thing, or were we still looking around the station? We thought there might be another one.
We're heading back. I think we've managed to account for all of the crew that they seemed willing to admit to existing. I think we've got one Weequay in the box, and one Weequay on his own 2 feet.
Yeah.
We are heading back to our cruiser to get them into the interrogation suite and answer a phone call, I believe, because I think the captain of the team from the planet has phoned back and gone, "There are these dudes. What the fuck?"
So the base commander had left you a message.
It's a message. Excellent. I guess we'll have a look at the message once we've booked the Weequay in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you securing the prisoners together?
I think separate cells, surely.
Oh, separate cells, absolutely. But probably the same. How many interrogation blocks does our cruiser have?
Just the one.
Both there then. But separate cells.
Okay.
No getting your story straight here, thank you very much.
Is there anything you want to do before you listen to the message?
Did we also get their ship towed?
Yes.
Over to us specifically.
Yeah. Cool. Didn't send it anywhere else. We got it towed by the same. We did. We got it towed so that we could basically strip it so that we could be sure we found everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Rando's lot that were taking it back, weren't they?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, awesome. I think that meets all my requirements, such as they are, with my brain somewhat working. Anyway.
Okay, so you play the message from the base commander.
Uh-huh.
He introduces himself as Commander Koenig.
Okay.
He's about 50, short grey hair under a cap,
mm-hmm.
little moustache, looks harassed.
He has no idea how harassed he's going to be if what he's about to say doesn't meet our requirements. But go on.
So the message is as follows. Thank you for your assistance. We can come straight away and take any captives off your hands, as we have significant military holding cells and interrogators available on the base. Please also come yourself, as you will need to be checked and assessed.
Right. I have a question. Does checked and assessed have a specific imperial meaning, or is he suggesting that there's some kind of contagion on the space base, the star base? Or is he just being a prick? I suppose he should.
Do you
want
to make a clever roll?
I mean, I'll try. But it's me rolling fate dice on a thing I've got a total of plus one on. The fate dice say plus two in total, which is actually quite pleasant for a change.
You think it's probably a health check?
Right, cool.
I mean, odds of us being able to do the same check on board our cruiser?
You don't know what they're checking for.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
It's a research place, isn't it? So I'd actually be willing to suggest they probably have a better med bay than we do, sadly.
Probably, but also, all of the shit that they might be worried about is going to be down there.
Unless that's why we got rid of the base.
Oh, I suppose.
You know how the Empire doesn't like to admit when things have gone really wrong?
Yes.
Well, what if this base is an example of it going really wrong?
Right, but with space stations, you have this handy-dandy thing called blowing it up. It's a little harder to do with planets, but they do have form.
Yes, but what if you don't want to blow it up because you're like, well, maybe in 50 years or so we'll be able to go back when the contagion's completely dealt with. So we won't blow it up just yet because, like, it's a lucrative thing and we've got shitloads of bacteria up there and so on and so forth. Basically, what I'm suggesting is they might not have blown it up when really they probably should have blown it up. You see my meaning?
And now we've been exposed to the thing that should have been blown up.
Yes, that's the thing that I'm thinking. Now, admittedly, we have ascertained in the past that I have a tendency towards paranoia. But also, we have ascertained in the past that most of the times my paranoia has proved to be useful and correct. So, maybe we go see him?
Oh, but we get our detainees interrogated first.
I concur.
And we make sure that any stormtroopers who are stripping bits out of that freighter are assuming that there's going to be, I don't know, gas traps or something. We can spin something.
Yes, yes.
Always have the helmet sealed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
So you are having an interrogation before going to the planet?
I mean, not necessarily us, but we're getting an interrogation done, yes. Because if we have to take the captives down to the surface, then that's going to be the end of our opportunity to deal with them before they might get tampered with.
Okay.
So, over to the probe droids, I guess.
Is there anything specific you want them to ask?
Organizational stuff, like information about how we can track down their smuggling band, who do they sell to, how many members do they have,
were they specifically there for, that sort of thing.
Okay, I believe one of the Weequay is missing a foot and was dragged back to the shuttle.
It was a hand, I think, yeah.
There's only one person I cut the hand off. I don't know if I cut someone else's leg off as well.
Yeah, I believe you did in the last fight. Attending to their wound?
I mean, we should probably stabilize them so they don't bleed to death before we can interrogate them.
I mean, that's the upside to lightsabers, though. They cauterize on the way through.
True.
I mean, we're not
also making instant toast.
We're not fitting them with prosthetics or anything.
No, no. But are you going to check that they're
alive? Yes.
Stable. Hmm.
Stable is a good
not
term.
Imminently bleeding to death.
Yeah.
We'll run them through the med system, however.
Isolated ones.
Exactly.
And then get the tank stripped down as if it were infested. There'll be one that's near its maintenance window anyway. There always is.
Okay, so they are both checked over by a medical droid. And they're not in imminent danger of expiring.
Good.
The first one is taken into the interrogator. And are you watching or are you just going to wait to see what the results are?
I mean, I'll probably.
I mean, are you going to stay on the ship while it's happening or?
Yes, because I believe the request was that they go downstairs with us.
Okay. So the first prisoner is not very cooperative, and the interrogator uses an interrogator droid to assist, one of those black round floating balls that goes whoop woof with needles poking outside and all that jazz. Yes. So from that you get that he's part of a pirate gang and they were looking to acquire whatever medical supplies to sell on the black market.
Okay. Well, that's plausible enough.
And kind of what we expected.
He doesn't supply any names.
Oh, pal.
The second one is also uncooperative.
Helpful.
It's possibly a trait of this species, you don't know.
We don't need to know that sort of thing.
No, but it's a bit tiresome.
Uh-huh.
You don't get anything extra from him, really, apart from they are currently based on Dathomir, but it's not their permanent base.
I don't think we want to chase them, everybody.
No. I think that Dathomir probably has enough of a reputation that everyone just sort of looks at each other and goes, that's not.
Well, Dathomir was mostly destroyed during the Clone War in that Count Dooku took exception to the Night Sisters because they were a threat to the Emperor.
Right, we know that though, because isn't the Emperor still trying to claim that the Separatists were, like, not on his side?
Yeah, you would know that.
Oh, we would know that, good.
Yes. So, not a huge amount of information. You think they've probably been through this rigmarole before of being interrogated and whatnot?
I mean, that's not exactly surprising. Given the location they've chosen. All right, I guess sedate them, crate them, and we'll send them down along with the rest of us. Has there been anything in the time it's taken to interrogate them with regards to their ship? Any compartments that have been found that happen to have like extra people in or anything like that?
So there was a roomy cargo hold. It contained a few crates that had already gotten to the ship before you arrived. They do contain Imperial medical supplies.
Imperial? Okay. So after the station was originally built then?
Yes. But nothing, like no extra people, nothing that you wouldn't have found on the station.
Well, I guess we've got some crates and some med checks to go deal with?
Presumably, yes.
Given that's the case, I guess we'll take the shuttle. If If they try and disarm us for the process of this, med check, though, they're going to be very fucking surprised. And possibly down several medics.
Okay. You're going to head to the planet, then?
I can't see any reason not to at this point.
Yep, makes sense.
I'm assuming we got given coordinates as part of the message.
Yeah, coordinates were sent across to where to land on the base.
Fair enough. Probably won't phone ahead. We'll just turn up. You know, as the Inquisition does.
Yeah. Okay. You get onto the shuttle. It's the same pilot because he needs to be checked too. And you head down to the base. It takes about half an hour. The atmospherics are a bit erratic.
Okay.
So it's a bumpy ride. Once you get through, though, as you come into land, you can see the base. It's shaped kind of like the letter H, with a central section, two longer sections down the side, and like a spaceport at either end. It seems to be a wall all the way around the base. And then about 100 meters south, there's another wall and then another building, which seems a bit odd. But you land in the designated area.
Is that inside the wall that's away from the base wall, or is it inside the base?
So it's two separate walls. They don't seem to be connected at all, the two buildings.
Does one of them look like something's being kept in by any chance?
So the one that isn't the base is not, it's fairly nondescript. You can kind of tell what it was. It does have a separate landing pad. But apart from that, there doesn't seem to be any way in or out that you can see.
Okay. So the only way in or out is basically lie there in a shuttle, as far as we can tell from here.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Interesting, or interesting, suspicious, and we might need to have a look.
Interesting, suspicious, and I'm not sure I'd want to go there.
Fair enough.
That sounds awfully like, this is where we put the dangerous stuff that we really don't want to get out.
Fair enough. So I'll cross this off our itinerary then, shall I?
For now, certainly.
So you land in the requested area.
Which was in the base, right?
It's in the base.
Right.
And there are several, you assume, medical staff. They're wearing white coats. And several like patient trolleys.
Right.
I mean, we're going to trundle down the ramp with two boxes a week way on hover sleds. So I'm going to hand those over and just like, there you go.
Yeah, they will open the box and put them onto the trolleys. The doctor who's there introduced himself as Dr. Havland. Gentlemen. I assume. If you'd like to come this way, we just need to complete some checks.
I see. What for? I'm walking with him at this point. It's just like, no, you are going to tell me what the fuck you're doing.
This is a clean facility. We can't have errant germs coming in just...
Oh, I see.
Whenever they feel like it.
Maybe in future you should include that on the message.
I do apologise. The commander is not medically minded.
That's fine. It's just we have a number of people decontaminating our ship that don't need to be. His message made it seem like maybe there was some form of contagion on the starbase.
Decontamination is always worthwhile.
Yes.
I hear, Doctor, that your precise assessment of how frequently it should be done is somewhat biased.
Indeed.
Let's be about it.
He leads you off from the spaceport. You kind of go into the main like entrance hall from the spaceport. The doctor kind of guides you through the usual line of, you know, ID checks and things like that. Just like he, you know, knows who and what you are.
If any of the security look even slightly at us, just kind of hold up the lightsaber. If they look twice, it ignites.
The majority of the people that you see are all kind of wearing like medical uniform or some kind of, you know, scrubs or coats or military uniform. There doesn't seem to be any civilian population to speak of.
Does it give the impression that there is no civilian presence officially here on Cestus? Or is it just that this is deep in a military base and that sort of infiltration by civilians doesn't happen?
Cestus was a populated planet, but you're not sure it is anymore.
Right. I'm going to ask the doctor about that, since he works here.
Yeah.
Doctor, this place, well, from orbit, this planet seemed to be like it should have a great deal of people. But on the way down, and frankly, after the first orbit or two, it seems that's not the case, although that it once was. What happened here?
Well, we don't go out the base. There are beasts out there, you know.
Beasts, you say?
Which reminds me, Loka.
Yep.
This planet is swarming, well, it's very high on the, like, force scale. There's something or some things out there that are constantly pinging your force site.
Is this like those films where it's like all bugs and the floor is crawling? Or is it like you can hear in the distance that there is something big moving around?
You know, this was the place where they tried using force-sensitive eels to make Jedi droid killers.
Sorry, was that eels?
They're kind of eel worm things. So it's just like a mass.
Right. Okay. So I guess I see the force-sensitive eels.
But you don't think that's what the doctor is referring to when he says beasts. It's just that that's something that's like the mass of life forms with the force is pressing on your brain.
Ah.
Really big eels?
I don't think they were. Well, I mean, in terms of like reference, I think from what I saw, they were, because this got mentioned last episode.
Not especially large, no.
They're about the same size as Earth eels. Not the gigantic ones, not the teeny tiny ones, but, you know, the average eel.
You're sort of medium eel.
Yeah, a medium eel.
Less than a meter long, maybe a couple of inches thick, but not, you know, not a moray eel, but also not, you know, a glass eel, which are tiny.
I mean, the 17th and 19th brother can sense them as well, just...
It's a little less immediately present.
Just because you don't see with eyes, it's a bit more...
like, there's a doctor, immediate. And a doctor, and a doctor, and a horrifying mass of eels, and a doctor, and a patient.
Yes. So the doctor guides you kind of through some nondescript standard Imperial corridors into a very brightly lit and white kind of medical center / hospital. You're taken into like a small room that's got four beds in, and you're asked to wait in there. The pilot is taken to another room, and the Weequay, you assume, have gone into a separate room.
Hopefully a secure one.
They did have a guard escort with them.
I can't help but feeling that, like, we walked into somewhere where, you know how normally people see us and go, oh my god, there's something going on. And I don't know what it is, but I feel I should be afraid. Yes? You know that sort of look on their faces they get? Yeah, well, I'm feeling like that. I'm feeling like there's something going on and we should be finding out about it.
I agree. I'm hoping that we'll get to see the base commander soon and we can ask pointed questions about what he's doing here. The doctor will suffice, if need be.
It does seem a bit weird here, and I don't just mean because it's covered in psychic eels.
Oh, you spotted them as well?
It's hard not to.
Try seeing through the force.
I'd rather not, thank you. I've got eyes for that. You know, the things your people got rid of, genetically speaking.
Yes, you can't escape the eels when you don't have eyes.
Indeed.
The doctor comes back into the room and asks you all to lie down.
Right. One at a time, Doctor. Our colleagues will watch over and make sure that you don't do anything untoward.
I have no interest in doing anything untoward. I just need to do a medical scan.
Still, one at a time.
Very well. Who's first?
How about I go first? Because then you can observe, 12th Brother.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'll go down first on the basis that I can't make head nor tail of whatever he's doing, but the 12th Brother would be able to.
Okay. You lie on the bed, I assume. He kind of flips down this... Well, you assume it's a scanner. It just looks like kind of floating bit of metal to you. But he kind of puts it over your feet and he goes to a console that's next to the bed and starts...
Fiddling?
Programming something.
I'm going to keep a close eye on him and try and work out what he's doing.
Hey, do you want to make a roll?
Clever is probably the one that I can argue for here.
This is why I'm not doing it.
Two total, unless I can tag an aspect. Nope, don't think I've got anything super relevant, so two.
Okay, it's not a standard design. But you can tell that it's like an advanced Imperial scanner. If you look over his shoulder, he seems to be checking for parasites, diseases, viruses. But you're not quite sure how he's doing it.
Okay.
He kind of looks over his shoulder at you and says, I'm sorry about this, but we don't know where you've been, so it's safer for everyone to be tested.
I can guarantee you will never know where we've been. We're the Inquisition, let's say.
Well, I'm just concerned about what's happening here.
And what is happening here, Doctor?
This is a medical center and research facility.
What are you researching?
Whatever is required of us. For the forwarding of the Empire.
You know, one day, we're going to meet somebody who actually gives us a straight fucking answer. It'll be great, won't it?
Not in this line of work, brother.
The scan takes about 10 minutes to complete. He does several passes from feet to head of your body.
Hooray!
And then he hasn't found anything, so you are allowed to get up.
Excellent.
Who's next?
I'll go next. But I will caution my brother to keep a close eye on him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, he's probably going to concentrate on me, the one who's been talking. So we could just position the box close by.
Yes, that would work.
So he's programming for the next scan. Obviously, the settings are different because you're a separate species. His wrist communicator bleeps and he just turns it off, carries on what he's doing.
Was it like an alarm bleep or just a you have a call?
Just a you have a call. Once he's finished setting it up and the machine is slowly making its path, he does, trying to be casual, he wanders to the door.
Right.
And looks down the corridor.
Are you expecting somebody, Doctor? Perhaps the person who beeped you?
No, I'm not expecting anyone.
Right.
He goes back to the console and is checking the data as it comes through.
Last time I went all gung-ho, I ended up stunned, so I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I am going to wait, sort of without having my back to the door, though, just in case. I'm gonna affect a nonchalant lean up against the wall, which incidentally keeps the entirety of the door in my view.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You do see a couple of nurses walk past, but you kind of expect that in a medical centre.
Yes. Are the nurses in particular suspicious in any way? Are they carrying anything dangerous looking or anything like that? I will dismiss them from my brain.
No, they just are carrying like data pads. They look like they're, you know, doing rounds and, you know.
Which does suggest that there are other patients here.
After about 10 minutes, the screen flashes green and the 12th brother is cleared.
I'm going to get up and, well, okay, if we brought our remaining brother in the box, then I'm just going to handle the box up onto the bed and just open the door.
I think we usually bring him in the box, don't we?
Especially if we want to make an impression, yes.
The doctor kind of peers inside the box.
Mm-hmm.
He has an urge to, you know, go, oh, it's an Ewok. But he manages to...
most people don't
see his face.
Yeah, that's something most people don't manage to say more than about half or before they get forced joke.
He manages to stop himself as he kind of, you know, presumably you're coming out of the box.
I reluctantly come out of the box.
He just kind of goes, oh, and lowers the bed. You'll have to bear with me. Ewok is a little more difficult to calibrate. And he sets about putting in parameters and twisting dials.
Uh-huh.
But eventually he starts the scanner off.
I'm going to continue keeping an eye on him, just in case I can glean anything more from how he's set things up.
He seems to be a little more nervous than he was.
Yeah, 70th brother has an effect on people.
Or with clever.
Okay. I mean, he seems to have set up the scan okay for the Ewok. As I said, he does look a bit nervous, but then he's got like three inquisitors in one room who...
I mean, yes, but he brought that on himself.
He really did.
Mm. Did he?
Yes.
Yes.
He insisted we come and get Scanlan. He
called me cute.
Well, okay then.
And of course, whilst he's scanning, he's got me standing next to him. I will have placed myself so that I can A, see the door, and B, my lightsaber is just casually held in my left hand, and if I ignite it, it will go through his belly.
Okay.
We are nothing if not paranoid.
Very true. The machine beeps after the allotted time. You do notice that it flashes red for a moment before it goes green. The doctor kind of appears at the information and then adjusts something, and it's like, no, that's fine. You are free to leave the medical facility.
Hmm.
May I ask what your business is here?
Do you really want to ask that question?
We can reciprocate. What exactly are you doing here?
I just don't want to, you know, if there is a problem with it in the base, then it would be helpful to know.
We are currently uncertain whether there is a problem in the base. We are, however, following up on a potential issue with the planet.
Right. Okay.
Does that help at all? Does that make you feel better or worse?
I might get back to you on that.
Indeed.
See that you do. I guess there's, like, signage on the walls about where to go? Every hospital I've been in has.
He kind of gestures to the door.
Yes, there is a whole hospital out there, Doctor. Where else?
I'll have to complete the scans on your other people that came with you. I will get I'll get someone to take you to the military area. Would that be suitable?
We will want to talk to the base commander, yes.
Right, okay. He goes to the door and, like, waves at someone down the corridor. Striding into the room is another doctor. They're wearing a long white coat.
High ranking.
She seems to be a Kaminoan.
Right. Okay.
Really?
Clone maker.
She kind of bows her head down at the doctor, and then he just asks her to take you to the entrance to the military area.
I'm going to give the 12th brother a pointed look at this point, and assuming he looks at me and follows my eyes, they will flick to the scanning bed and then flick to the cloner.
Would that scan have been enough information to try and base a clone line off of?
No, you don't think so.
Okay.
Huzzah!
I seem to remember they needed the actual Jango Fett around for, like, actual biological shit, so...
Yeah, they needed DNA, which, after he got killed, became a problem. But anyway.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, in that case...
The doctor is introduced as Dr. Click, and
Say again?
Click. The other doctor heads off to the next room, where your pilot is to do the scan. And Dr. Click kind of gestures out into the corridor. If you would follow me.
No reason to do otherwise at this point, so I do.
And she takes you a different way to the way you came. But you go down several corridors in the medical center.
Do we ever see anyone who looks like a patient?
You see more, like, nurses and orderlies walking about with their data pads.
Right.
The rooms don't have windows in, though.
Uh-huh.
So you can't actually see into any of the rooms that you're passing. Some of them do have signs on the doors and you know, labels of stuff. You don't actually see any patients. Do you all want to make quick or sneaky?
I think they're the same for me. Yeah, they are.
I'll go for sneaky because that's me three.
Holy fuck. Okay.
Okay, I'll go with me clever, I think.
I will also be tagging my spider in the web to get an extra two for a total of five.
Which okay, I also got.
I got a minus one.
Contributing your box.
Box.
The Eon appears to be vibrating from the scan.
My midichlorians.
Yes. Let's see. The other two of you, you hear the wrist comm on Dr. Click's arm beep in the same way that Dr. Havens did.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at it and hesitates for a minute and then decides not to do anything. She does stop at an intersection where she needs to use a swipe card to get the door to open.
Uh-huh.
This is definitely not the way that you came.
Right.
Because it only took a few minutes to go from the spaceport entrance to where you had the scan done, and this seems to be taking eminently longer.
Uh-huh.
But you go through the door. There's nothing particularly different about anything this side of the door, though. But you're walking along behind the long-limbed female. And a 19th brother.
Yes.
There's a thinnish corridor that you walk past that isn't particularly well lit.
Uh-huh.
But the other end, you do make out, there's somebody standing at the other end.
Right.
The doctor who's with you doesn't seem to notice. She just carries on walking.
Okay. Given she seems like somewhat oblivious, would she notice if I stopped and wandered down in that direction? I'm pretty sneaky.
You think possibly if you go down the corridor the lights are going to come on?
I will tap the 12th brother on the shoulder and point, because I know he's always got a probe droid on him.
Several. Send it off to survey. Down that corridor quickly, make sure, well, A, that it's not an illusion, and B, if there's something weird about it, I want to know what it is.
Okay, as the probe droid kind of goes into the corridor, all the lights flick on. At the other end, there's a death trooper with a gun pointing at your droid.
Remind me what a death trooper is.
It's basically a stormtrooper. It's an elite stormtrooper who wears black armor.
Droid turns around and comes back.
The Cameron doctor has noticed that you've all kind of slowed or stopped. She just turns around and says, "If you would follow me, please. We don't want to stay here too long."
Okay. Based on the directions we've walked and the distances we've walked, where are we in relation to our starting point?
So you think possibly that you've gone round in a big circle all the way around the medical centre? So rather than going back the way you came, you've like gone the long way round.
Almost like they've got something in the middle that they don't want us to see. That sort of thing.
Well, they got death troopers guarding it. And also, they didn't send us back the short way, which means they want to delay us.
Also a problem, yes. It does somewhat suggest we're being given the runaround.
It does. And who knows what they're doing to the poor pilot.
Well, if we don't get our pilot back in one piece, we can always exact our cost.
Indeed. But
are you following the doctor's advisement?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, but I am paying much more attention to the security arrangements now.
Okay. There do seem to be visible cameras in every corridor.
Any sign of, like, blaster or stun turrets or anything like that?
The doors that have, like, key card access do have ray shields attached.
Okay.
So if they're activated, you can't, you know, you're stuck inside them.
Right. So this place has a lockdown protocol. Following the Kaminoan for now.
Okay. She leads you through a second swipe card access door, and then you're back out into the kind of main entry area of the base. There's a kind of guard hut a little way up, and you can see it's the entrance to the military side of the base. She stops before she gets to the hut, and this is where I leave you. The commander is expecting you.
I'm sure he is, Doctor. Now, before you go, one question, and I would advise you to answer truthfully. Why take us the long way round?
It is the way.
I'm going to do whatever this system's equivalent of insight is as hard as possible. I guess sneaky, or I guess clever or careful for watching for every hint she gives away. I don't know which of those you'd accept, but I mean, it's obvious she's hiding stuff from us. The other doctor was as well, but is there anything I can glean?
Which one do you want to use? It's, I don't know.
Clever is probably the most appropriate. And I'm probably going to use Pragmatic Survivor Assassin for an extra two on that one, so a total of four.
Okay, the doctor isn't specifically lying about anything. It is a medical and research facility.
Right. But I've never heard of one having a one-way system. And especially if they've taken us the long way around a large facility, I would have expected them to want us out of there as fast as possible. Especially if they've got some fancy research they don't want us seeing. So I guess I'm trying to work out what the motivation is for that. But if I didn't get them.
You didn't really get anything specific. When she said it's the way, possibly it's maybe her area.
Okay. In which case, she definitely works on the inside spicy bit. I don't have eyes, so I can't technically squint at her, but I am squinting so hard, and then I'm just going to go, well, that was certainly an answer. Goodbye, Dr. Click. I'm sure we'll be in touch. And then I'm going to turn around and head for the military side.
I'm going to follow him. Have I got the box, or have you got the box?
You've probably got the box.
I will follow carrying the box. Whether the box glares at her as well, I don't know.
The box glares at everyone. It's his default mode of sight.
It doesn't seem to be.
So, up ahead is a small kind of sentry box. There is a man in like a black uniform. He's not wearing any armor, but he's wearing like one of those silly military hats, and has like a small sidearm strapped to his belt.
Oh, I remember this look. It's functionary, not officer.
But he's at a sentry station.
Yeah, but you don't get the look down at everyone hats unless the organization wants you to look down at people.
He's kind of stood at ease. You think maybe trying not to look in your direction?
The moment I clock that, it's just like, you know, you're not hiding it terribly well. I just want to see if he sweats more afterwards.
He kind of like adjusts his cuffs and tries to, you know, look like he's not ignoring you, but ignoring you.
Yes, just like the guy on the station. I guess we go up to him and is like, come on then, take us to your leader.
I will let him know that you're here. He presses a button on his comm, and it beeps back at him. This way, he leads you to the quite large like blast doors that slide open. There's not much else in this area. It's kind of like it's sectioned off, but you have passed what you think is like a living / shopping area, which seems a bit odd because you haven't seen that many people.
Okay.
But that's kind of sectioned off from this door. As the door opens, on the other side, there's a man. You recognize him from the communication earlier. He's adjusting his hat and his uniform, gives his moustache a little like, comb with his fingers, and then waits for you to come in.
What was his rank?
He's a commander.
Right. Commander, a little surprised we weren't seeing you somewhat more directly.
Oh, well, the doctor's regulations, you know.
Indeed. And why do those regulations exist?
I'm sure the doctor explained that this is a medical base.
And research, although he was rather more tight-lipped on what you were researching that required such procedures.
Unfortunately, that is classified information.
And I'm an inquisitor.
Indeed you are. Don't understand, he says quietly. But you still do not have the appropriate clearance.
That's interesting.
Very.
Do you know something about the Force, Commander?
The Force?
Yes, well, there's a particular lesson I'm thinking of here. Sometimes the absence of something is exactly what shows you what it is.
Sorry, I don't quite follow.
No, you don't, but my brothers here do.
Okay, good.
Out of character. I am not following. It's quite late.
If it's something of the level where we are not cleared for it, then it means it is up at Emperor level.
We also wouldn't have been allowed here. We would have been shot out of the sky rather than be allowed to land if it was that level.
Yes and no, because they know they're not going to tell us what they're doing, because I have a feeling that they haven't quite finished with their Force-sensitive experimentation. They may have given up on psychic eels, but I suspect they haven't given up on everything. Hence the scans, really. A chance to get a scan of a Camarsia Miraluka and an Ewok, all of which are Force-sensitive, That doesn't rock up every day, does it?
No, it doesn't. I see what you mean.
Of course, that was transferred by the medium of my sideways speaking.
Indeed. I guess we could head inside with him.
As you walk along, he kind of looks at the box and is a bit confused. But he said, what is your interest in the medical space station?
Well, initially, A, what's it doing there? B, why is it dormant but not actually shut off? And C, why is there a shuttle full of stormtroopers going there who seem to be inviting us to go with them? So we attended and found a bunch of smugglers or pirates or whatever they turned out to be, and their vessel, nicking stuff. Hardly the most exciting sport, but a reasonable diversion after a long jump.
We have had problems with that station, but...
It seems disused, Commander, and yet not decommissioned.
It was in the process of being decommissioned when our resources were diverted elsewhere.
I see. There's not much more. He's very obviously going to tell us as little as possible. So in turn, I am going to tell him as little as possible. Mm-hmm. So if it comes down to verbal sparring, my character is better at it than I am. So I'm just going to try and give away as little as possible.
Okay.
I have a question. The doctor did inform us of there being beasts outside the walls. Please give us more information on that, as our particular mission may require us to venture outside of the walls.
He gives you a funny look when you say that. Like it's a completely like alien thing to say. What do you mean you're going outside the walls? No one goes outside the walls.
And the Not reason anymore. For that is?
The beasts that
yes,
are out there.
Yes. Right. So my initial question was, can you tell me about the beasts that are outside the walls, as I may need to go outside the walls? And your rather reductive response was, why are you going outside of the walls? There are beasts out there. Perhaps you could have elucidated with more information about the beasts. Just saying.
Oh, well, we thank the Emperor. We haven't seen one in a very long time, but he fiddles with the kind of computer bank in front of him, and in the middle of the table, the projector pops up a hologram of, well, it might have been an eel once.
Ah, giant eels.
It looks kind of just alien, like it shouldn't be real.
Like it shouldn't be real.
There's just something about it that doesn't look right.
I suggest we refer to these going forward as the Eldritch Eels. How large are they?
It's difficult to tell from the hologram, but you think probably like maybe kind of big cat size?
Still a pretty big eel. And Commander, what do these Eldritch Eels do? Why are you so afraid of them?
Well, all they do is kill.
Uh-huh.
We can't have that in this kind of environment.
All they do is kill. Kill what?
And you how? How? How, man? Oh, my goodness. We're trying to get information on threats that lie outside of this base. So far, you've shown us an albeit quite unsettling picture of a very large worm. Please explain what the danger of this very large worm is, please, in words, with your face. please, for the love of the Emperor, please tell us what the Eldritch Worm does. Eel, sorry.
Well, they have teeth for a start, and then they wrap around and
So they're a constricting, biting eel, yes?
Yes.
And do they come in large numbers?
They have been known to.
But you haven't seen one for a very long time.
Yes, that's a very good thing. We need order in this base.
Do they attack each other? Or do they just attack things which wander into their environment?
We haven't observed them attacking each other.
A very careful answer, but useful nonetheless.
You know what I think? I think these eels may have perfected the art of being so fucking terrifyingly disgusting looking that people don't want to go near them and therefore leave them alone.
I mean, it seems to have worked for them, don't you think?
It has. Given everybody here seems concerned about them, but they haven't actually seen one in a very long while.
Interesting, that.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, but it's a good thing we haven't seen one.
I don't doubt.
Have you personally seen one ever, Commander?
Sorry, say again?
Have you personally seen one in the flesh ever?
Personally, no, thank goodness.
I see. Is that an experience that is amongst your staff? Or do they only exist in reputation by this point?
I'm not sure.
I see.
I don't know whether these eels are eldritch or not, but they're fucking geniuses.
Well, go ahead and tell us about the base. We're not going to tell you about our mission in any kind of detail. You don't know about outside of the walls, because eldritch eels apparently exist, but nobody's actually seen them any time recently, and that may no longer be living memory.
Look, this is a military and medical research centre. We don't go outside the walls.
Because of the eels.
Those are the enforced rules. I don't really know what else to say.
Well, there's not actually very much else that you need to say, because, strangely enough, while we may not be cleared for your work, you most definitely are not cleared for ours either. So, basically, at this point, we've reached a little bit of an impasse where if you say, so why are you here? We have to go, we can't tell you that. And if we say, what are you doing here? You will repeat the answer you've already given us, which is, I can't tell you that. What you can do, however, is furnish us with any topographical maps you have of the surface of this planet. And if you are about to say, we don't have any because we don't leave the base, be aware that I am quite cross.
He brings up a map.
Is it like the 5 miles around the base?
No, it's the topology of the whole planet.
Okay, good.
How out of date is this? I look at the little thing in the bottom right corner where it says captured on. Is it 15 years ago?
It was scan taken in the last month.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Okay, they are keeping an eye on the place.
So we know where the temple is, but I don't think we should check that while we're standing in front of them.
Oh, no. Taking a copy of the map,
mm-hmm.
because we do have clearance for that, and we'll check it on our own time, as it were.
Please also furnish us with whatever information you do have about the Eldritch Eels. Specifically, what has worked against them before? Have you found anything that particularly deters them? Do you know for a fact that wearing a certain type of cologne makes you less or more likely to be attacked by the Eldritch Eels? Things like that. That would be useful. Thank you.
Oh, and where's our pilot?
Hmm? Oh, yes. And we'd like our pilot back, please. In one piece.
Alive. Moving you know, unharmed, all the usual requirements.
He clicks again at the computer. He brings up a file of eel attack and reports relating to the eels.
Making a copy of all of that.
And then he does something else, and the pilot has been cleared and is in the main entrance way.
Excellent.
You know, I have just thought of a brilliant way we could infiltrate places. You know how people forget their luggage all the time? They just put their luggage down and walk off and forget they've got it.
Yeah.
I've got a box.
You do?
But I don't think we should do that right now.
No.
Right, well.
In spite of our position, we might get shouted at for offing a base commander on a planet which has this kind of research project on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% convinced that he's a fucking rebel and we need to kill him. But at the same time, he is pissing me off a bit.
Yeah.
Not hard to do. I'm a Force Ranger after all, but still.
In that case, why don't we head back to the shuttle and leave?
Do have eel information to read.
And maps to check.
Unless you have anything you want to do, 17th brother?
No.
Fair enough. I won't enact Operation Left Luggage then. Shall we wander?
Indeed. At which point I'm going to, you know, basically say, well, it's been a productive meeting, I think, Commander, but we'll be on our way. Ta-ta! And then...
Good afternoon.
Head out to pick up our pilot, make sure he's fit to fly, and then get back up into orbit.
On the way back, I'm going to check with the pilot. Mr. Pilot, can I ask you a question? You know your medical scan. What form did it take? Explain it to me, please.
He looks at you kind of a bit confused. Medical scan.
I see. So they didn't actually scan you? You just sat in a room and waited for us?
I suppose it might have been a scan. The metal plate hovered over me.
Okay. A metal plate hovered over you. Does that match what happened to us?
Pretty much. He probably hasn't described it very well, but it kind of correlates.
Why do you think it wasn't a scan?
I didn't really bother asking.
Fair enough.
Just one of those things that, you know, ordered to do, so I just lay there.
You know, we really should have brought Burns. Because Burns actually pays a fucking attention.
And those the sort of things to pay attention to.
I mean, we could have done worse. We could have brought the scout troopers.
Oh, God.
I think half of the base would have been up in flames by now.
Probably. Well, let's head back to the ship. And we can see what we can glean from their files about the Eldritch Eels.
Okay. So you have the information about the beast. You can...
And their full topological scans of the planet as well.
Yeah, you can pinpoint, although it's difficult to see where the temple is supposed to be. And I assume that's where you'll be intending to head next?
Yeah, I think so. I can't think of anything else we'd do at the moment other than, like, go back to the base and start kicking doors in. But to be perfectly honest, that's probably counterproductive. We're nominally on the same side.
Yes.
The Empire always did have a trouble with Empire building within it, though. See also one Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah.
Definitely side quests going on there. Right, I think we may as well leave it there then.
Excellent. Would you like me to do this thing?
Go on then.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podbean reviews, your Podchaser reviews, basically wherever you found us. Please review us. You can talk to us at thecultoftandice.net or thecultoftandice@gmail.com. You can also talk to us at cultoftandice at bsky.com. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.